You're listening to Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. Across the country, members of Congress have been holding town halls, and some have gotten a little heated.
We are going to repeal the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare.
Constituents calling out their lawmakers about many issues, including the controversial ACA repeal. Let's turn to a constituent of Mike Bishop. She is Lois Robbins, 87-year-old retiree in Oxford, Michigan, a member of the North Oakland Indivisible Team. Lois, hello.
Hello.
What has brought you out to be one of these people now who is calling on your congressman to meet you in person? What's going on for you here?
Well, I've never done this before in my life. I wasn't even sure who my congresspeople were. And this election is just like unlike anything I've ever seen in all my years. And I just realized I could not keep floating around in my apolitical bubble.
What would you like from your congressman, Mike Bishop?
Oh, you know, I and the people in my indivisible team would like to have a face-to-face meeting so that we can express our concerns. So probably a town meeting would be the best thing, but we can't seem to get him to commit to one. The last one I believe that he had was in 2014.
Now, you've been in contact with the congressman's office, with staffers. What have they told you?
Just that nothing is scheduled in terms of a town meeting. And they're very happy to pass our concerns along if we can get in to talk to them. They're only taking us a few at a time. So if we show up in large numbers, there are many who don't get to speak to them. They also recommend that we call in for their tele-town hall, they call it, phone-in thing. I've registered for that, but I haven't gotten to ask a question yet. And most of the calls seem to be not the things that we're concerned about. So, you know, we're just kind of wondering, maybe those calls are screened. We don't know.
What does this tell you about the state of democracy, do you think, in 2017? Is this working?
No. Things that I've never seen before, like lies emanating from the White House, attacks on the media. Yes, we've had those before, but not to this extent. Attacks on science, the cabinet picks, Supreme Court, all of these things are, I think, really very threatening to our democracy.
Lois Robbins, 87-year-old retiree in Oxford, Michigan, says hasn't been that political before until this latest election. You are also a member of North Oakland County's Indivisible Team. Lois, thanks for the couple minutes of your time this afternoon.
You're welcome.
Hey, NPR One listeners, do you want to hear more about all things Michigan from Stateside? There's a new show every weekday. To find it, just click the Explore button and look for Stateside under Featured Shows.